The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. At Matilius, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock, of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God, that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth, to draw the disciples away after them. So be vigilant, and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God, and to the gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all deep weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him. And they were deeply distressed what he had said, that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. The word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part. For your temple in Jerusalem, let the kings bring you gifts. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Chant praise to the Lord, who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Over Israel is his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I am coming to you, and I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we begin with Paul, and when Paul quotes Jesus, even though it's in none of the Gospels, so of course Jesus said things that weren't contained in the Gospels, as John would say later. But anyway, he quotes Jesus and says, "Jesus himself said, it is better to give than to receive." Huh? And so, first of all, we got to ask ourselves, am I a giver? Am I generous? Huh? Or am I a taker? Again, in this parish for the last 21, soon to be 22 years, I have said that there are no takers in Christianity. There's only givers. You know, so again, you have to always reflect, am I a giver? Do I use my talents to build up the kingdom of heaven? Do I do everything for the good of others, or is it all about me, and then if there's anything left over, I'll do it for others? Two entirely different realities. And then he says, when we do this, now we go back to Jesus in the gospel, he says, I've told him all these things that my joy may be in them. So again, that we, when we are givers, we become a joyful people. Again, Mother Teresa used to talk about joy, J-O-Y, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. And that is the exact opposite of the world. The world says, put yourself first. If there's anything left over, you can't help others until you help yourself first. That's not the gospel. That's not the cross of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross. And so am I a giver that I give my whole self away as Jesus did? That is the call. And when we do this, we will have joy. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.